Welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley. My name is Bob Davis, reminding you that if you keep listening, you'll hear how the very basic gospel, what is the name of this program again? Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day, and how the Word of God can help you experience true life and freedom in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question, or if you're facing some troublesome issue and you'd like to talk it through, we'll call now. 1-800-677-9377. That's 1-800-677-9377. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, and as we say most days on this program, Basic Gospel really is the fact that Jesus Christ is alive today, that he was raised from the dead just as he said that he would be, and that he's alive. And because he's alive, he can speak truth into our lives. He can come and live in our hearts and our lives. And he can bring healing to our souls. And that's what we've been discussing this whole month, is how the grace of God really brings healing to our souls. We've been offering a special gift, the Hurt and the Healer, to those who support us this particular month. And today we're privileged to have Andrew Farley with us. Andrew is a longtime friend, and he serves on our board of directors, but he is a very gifted communicator, and he is the co-author of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, co-authored with Bart Millard. And so, Andrew, as always, it's wonderful to welcome you to our microphones today.
And no longer call you a guest.
Well, thank you, guys. It's great to be here.
Well, this book has been out for about a month now, and I know many people have gotten their hands on it. We're just grateful for the number of folks that have requested a copy this month from us. What are some of the early reviews of the book? What are people saying? What have they learned or gained from reading this?
Yeah, you know, the book is designed to reach people right where they're at. Some people going through depression, some people that have just been in a cycle of religious performance that's killing them. I'm getting good emails, I mean, exciting emails where people share their hearts and their journey. I mean, they share their story with me and tell me how it all got started. Maybe they were, you know, avid about church and eager and sincere, and yet something in their belief system, it just took them to a place where they hit rock bottom, and they were looking for some answers. And, you know, God has used this book for whatever reason in people's lives, and we're getting the privilege of hearing about it. And The Hurt and the Healer is designed to do that, to show how Jesus Christ can actually intersect with our pain and be answers for us in everyday living.
Yes, indeed. You and Bart met through some interesting circumstances. He read your book, The Naked Gospel, started to tweet about that. That had a profound impact in his life, bringing him to the point where he really understood what Christianity was all about. And y'all connected through cyberspace and then collaborated on this project. But here's what he had to say in the opening part of the book. I think there's an interview with you and Bart there. He says, you know, I began to find identity through church, and I was good at it, good at church, and I just became better and better at it. But simply trusting him was very foreign to me. I think that's where a lot of people are. We get good at church, but the idea of actually trusting Jesus on a day-to-day basis is something that we have no knowledge about. We have no reference point to figure out what that looks like. And I think this book really helps folks understand what true faith in Jesus Christ really is.
Yeah, you know, one of the things is that we just have trouble trusting someone if we don't know how much they really love us. And you know, love is the great cure. There's even psychologists who say that if we could just find one person that would truly love us, that a lot of our issues and a lot of our hang-ups could be healed. And they're not even speaking of Jesus there, but it's just a human phenomenon that love is an incredible curer of our pains. And so, you know, when we discover that there is this Jesus Christ, who has this love for us that cannot possibly be measured It is unlimited. It is off the hook, off the charts, no strings attached. It is unbelievable. And when we begin to grasp this love of God through Jesus, you know, some of our thinking begins to change. We ease up on ourselves. We ease up on other people. And even the stress in our bodies from all of those thoughts and all of that anxiety, we can even experience a relief of stress in some ways we never imagined. I just think the gospel from the get-go, right from the outset, it was designed to reach us where we're at and be the answers that we're looking for. And that's why we wrote this book together.
Let me ask a question, just as you were, you know, stating what you were stating there. This word gospel, mm-hmm. Do you think many people just hear it and think of kind of a salvation experience and then leave it right there and think they need to look for something more as far as day-to-day life is concerned?
Yeah, you know, I think the word gospel, at least in the United States and North America these days, we've become numb to it in many regards. We think of tent meetings and revivals and traveling preachers coming through to deliver the gospel, and then they leave town after firing their gospel ammunition at everyone, and then they go to the airport and head for the next destination. And so we might think of the gospel just as sort of the beginning of our relationship with Jesus, and then it's our ticket to heaven and that sort of thing. But you're right, Bob. I mean, the gospel is something that we really can be immersed in and an attitude that we can live from during every moment of the day. And it's life-changing stuff. It's powerful.
Yes, it is. It really is. I've been working through the book of 1 Peter at Sundays. At our Sunday services here, and just amazed at how Peter is making that connection of the gospel to everyday living, how it becomes the foundation to help us power through suffering that we may experience and truly leads to the salvation of our souls. We have the salvation of our spirits, you know, we're born again spiritually, but then we have this renewing process. Our minds start to change, the way we think, the way we perceive things. Everything becomes different. And that's that gospel message working itself out in every area of our lives. So it's not just I'm getting saved, getting that golden ticket to enter into heaven one day. This is real life stuff. We hear it, we believe it, we live it every single day of our lives.
This is Basic Gospel, and on the broadcast with us today is Andrew Farley, the co-author of The Hurt and the Healer, along with Bart Millard. And if you'd like to get a copy of it, we have one for you for a gift of any amount to the ministry. All you need to do is go online to basicgospel.net. We have a prominent link right on the homepage there, basicgospel.net, or you can call during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828, and speak with Billy, our customer service representative, and she'll take care of your order, your request, and you can make your gift right there on the telephone. Again, 1-800-727-2828 for a gift of any amount. A copy of The Hurt and the Healer is yours from Basic Gospel. Right now, plenty of time on the clock and plenty of open lines at 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open, as a matter of fact. 1-800-677-9377. Take advantage of this opportunity to pose a question to us here at Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Some of you may have already received a copy of Andrew's book, The Hurt and the Healer. You've read through it, and maybe you have a question that you would like to ask Andrew. Now is a perfect opportunity to do so. 1-800-677-9377. Go ahead and call right now. Let's see if we can get as many callers on this program as we possibly can. At the end of the book, Andrew, you make a wonderful statement. You say healing is spelled covenant, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T. And, you're a terrible speller. But I think you've hit the nail on the head. Tell us what that means.
Yeah, you enter into the benefits of an incredible contract. And, the book of Hebrews talks about this contract, this covenant, this agreement. And it's a contract between God and God. God promised God. God promised himself because he could swear by no one greater. He swore by himself. He looked at his son, Jesus Christ, and he said, "You are a priest forever." And therefore, a Jesus is able to save us completely, Hebrews says, because Jesus always lives to intercede for us. So that means for any sin imaginable. And you were talking a minute ago, Bob, about Peter, the Apostle Peter, and we're studying 1 Peter right now. And even as you look at the first chapter there, it's pretty amazing. He talks about this inheritance that can never perish, never spoil, never fade. It's kept in heaven for you, and it's shielded by God's power. And so that's this covenant. Everything is shielded by God's power. Everything is imperishable. It'll never fade. It'll never get worse. It's always going to stay the same quality. It'll never spoil. You think about fruit or some product, the seal comes off of it, and out comes the product, and after time, it's spoiled. Well, this message that we have in the gospel will never spoil. It'll never fade. And it's sealed. I mean, we ourselves are sealed with the Holy Spirit until Jesus returns. And that is where we find healing, from a God who accepts us with no strings attached.
Yes, indeed. As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, that God had made him competent as a minister of the new covenant. So wherever Paul traveled, when he went to Corinth, when he went to Philippi, when he went to Thessaloniki, his goal was to minister the new covenant into the lives of his listeners. And that new covenant brought life, first life, and then it brought change to their souls. And if folks are going to really be healed, if folks are really going to experience the love of God, then we need to really take up this new covenant mantle, don't we? I mean, we need to set ourselves apart as ministers of the new covenant. There's no healing outside of that, is there?
There's just no other message. That's exactly right. And so, you know, we can have doctrine and doctrine and doctrine, but there is a daddy behind the doctrine that we should not forget. And this is God the Father, who has given us one message to proclaim, and it is the new covenant. So doctrine is not something you want to play with or mess with or tinker with. You want to go straight to the Word of God and say, what is God the Father trying to tell humanity? And the answer is, here, come to my Son to get all of your sins forgiven once. One time, you enter into life with me, you get all of your sins forgiven once. It's once for all, Hebrews calls it. And then you lose your relationship to the law, and instead you gain total acceptance in me, and I'll guide you, I'll teach you, I'll mold you, I'll shape you, I will counsel you, I'll comfort you, I will be the source of your morality, not a bunch of rules. And so this is the message, and it's absolutely life-changing. And, you know, we just have to unplug from lifeless religion and plug right into the Son of God, and we won't be disappointed.
That's indeed. Let's go to Indianapolis and talk to Aaron, listening to us on WBRI. Hi, Aaron.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Aaron. How can we help you today?
Great. I just wanted to say thank you guys for this broadcast and this platform. I really enjoy it. It's really been a blessing in my life. I also wanted to pose a question slash comment. I hear a lot from many different teachings that we're saved by grace alone and no works, and I am not at all an advocate for works salvation, but I did want to pose a comment as to what we find in Romans when it says there is therefore now no condemnation to those that walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. And then there's also a scripture that says that if you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I take from those scriptures that we receive the Holy Spirit, but then there's also a life that we have to live, and we have to walk after the Spirit. And it also says in Romans that if you walk after the flesh, then you will surely die. So I think a lot of times we get confused as to believing that you just get saved or you receive the Holy Spirit and you're sealed and you don't have to do anything. But the free gift from God was the fact that He died for us. That was free. But once we receive the Spirit, we have to walk in the Spirit, because Romans says that if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. But it says if we do walk,
Aaron, hang on. I think we've got your question there. So
yeah,
okay.
Hey, Aaron, yeah, you know, one thought I want to share with you is about that Romans chapter 8, verse 1. I think it's important for all of us to know that that verse actually reads that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And then
right.
it tells you why. It says, because through Christ, the law of the Spirit of life set us free. Now, some later manuscripts have added a phrase there that says, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And most scholars think that that phrase is not actually in verse 1. In fact, it's in verse 4. So why is that important? Well, it's important because in verse 4, it takes on a totally different meaning. Now, what's the big picture here? The big picture is, hey, there's no condemnation for anybody who is in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter if you're a good walker, a semi-good walker, a kind of good walker, or currently a bad walker. You don't earn your freedom from condemnation by walking. So, you know, you're right, Aaron, to have a healthy concern about behavior. Everyone who is a host on this broadcast, certainly we all believe that behavior is important. My goodness, behavior is the only thing that people see from us. All they see is our attitudes and our actions. But you know as well as I do that all of that has to be the fruit of the Spirit. It has to be a product of Jesus. And our job is to basically let, you know, we let our speech be seasoned with grace, and we let the love of Christ flow through us, and we put on love, and we put on Christ, and these are choices we make, but it's all Jesus in the end, and it's Jesus from the start. We're just sort of the transmitters, and that's a choice we make, and our behavior is important. But we also need to shout from the rooftops that, hey, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This is not something you earn. It's just a fact because Jesus bought it for you.
Right. Well, right. I definitely agree with that.
All right.
Well, Aaron, thanks for your call. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you a copy of Andrew's book, The Hurt and the Healer. Thanks for joining us on today's broadcast.
Yes. Good conversation.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go back to Indianapolis and talk with Mark, listening to us on WBRI. Hi, Mark.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Doing well, thanks.
You know, I was reading that book, too. I've already got the book, and I know, like, you know, we live under grace, and, you know, we're not under the law or anything, but, I mean, I'm a single guy, and just because we're not under the law, it don't mean, like, you know, I can just go out and fornicate and things like that, right? I mean, because that would still
yeah.
be wrong.
Yeah, no, of course not. You know, the idea that we would just go out and fornicate and things like that, I mean, that's who we used to be. The scripture says that we used to be fornicators, we used to be adulterers, we used to be perjurers, and you name it, that was our nature. But now we have a nature change, and so we can expect new and different things. Jesus is certainly not working in us in the old way. Of spiritual death, he's working in life. And so, yeah, I would expect a complete overhaul in my attitudes and actions. That's what Jesus is bringing me. And I'm forgiven for all my sins. There's no condemnation. But I'll tell you, there is no fun in sin. Oh, it might last for 10 seconds or 30 seconds, but I'll tell you, there is just no fun, no fulfillment in sin. God has the market cornered on fulfillment. And only expressing his life is going to really fulfill.
Yeah, because, yeah, I've already, you know, kind of, you know, I've lost my desire to do that now, you know, to do the wrong things, even though, like I said, we're not really under the law, but I just don't want to do anything wrong, you know, just
kind of
coming natural now.
Yeah, so you're living from your want-tos instead of living from your have-tos, and law says have-to. But, you know, God's grace is working the want-to in us, and that's what the gospel's really all about. Thanks for your call.
Yeah,
okay,
great,
thank you.
Great call, Mark, indeed. I love that, you know, I don't want to do that anymore. And mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons is because we really start to understand what love is. And, you know, if you're out there trying to gratify the desires of the flesh, as he said, to go out and fornicate, just, you know, all you want. What you're doing is looking at a person and saying that they're subhuman. They're just there to fulfill your desires. And when you get a hold of the love of God and the love of God gets a hold of you, you start to see people as God sees them. You say, gosh, I don't want to treat them as objects. I don't want to treat them as second-class people. I want to treat them as God treats them. And that's all the difference in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, what you're describing there, Bob, is an attitude of love, real love, God's kind of love. And, you know, you wonder, you know, people ask all the time, well, you're just saying this new covenant is all about believing in Jesus and all about love. And their bottom line concern is that's not enough. Well, the Bible tells us that love covers a multitude of sins and that love is the fulfillment of the whole law. And so, you know, how are you going to commit adultery and love your spouse at the same time? How are you going to murder someone and love them? So love is the answer, and Jesus Christ is love. Love is a person.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and talk with Jim, listening to us on WMYT. Hi, Jim.
Hi, guys. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Jim.
I just wanted to say I've been listening to you for a while, man. I've got your book, The Hurt and the Healer, and I've been reading it, and I'm 41. I was 16 years old when I got saved. And after I started listening to you, you kind of caught me here one day saying some things that I was not here. I used to think salvation came that Christ saved me through his blood of Jesus. But at the same time, I had to work for it and do the right thing. And when I started hearing what you said, I not only listened to what you said, but I had to go to the Bible and back that up in Scripture because I needed to verify that for myself. Mm-hmm. And once I did that, the God that I've always served all these years is truly what I have thought he was. And I can't believe I missed that picture this whole time. When I read the New Testament, it just came to life to me in a way that it never had before. And it actually spoke life into me. So I guess you could say it kind of rejuvenated me to where now I don't even see the purpose to even read the Old Testament anymore, if you would say that. But I just wanted to say that to you because you are changing people's lives out there by the words you're giving, and you're kind of clearing up the doctrine there, and I appreciate that.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for reaching out, taking time to call us and encourage us. You know, Basic Gospel has been sharing this message for, you know, 2.5 decades. And to receive your call is just yet another confirmation that we're pointing people in the right direction. And the truth really does set people free. Thanks for your call.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Well, Andrew, one word on his comment about the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of folks that, you know, just want to cut that out and just stay in the New. Certainly, you're going to find everything you need in the New. That is the full explanation of this gospel message. But when you look back at the Old through the lens of the New Covenant, through the lens of grace, you begin seeing things in there that you never saw before either, and you begin to realize that this Bible from start to finish is the unfolding story of Jesus Christ and the grace that he was going to give to us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And at that point, it becomes a powerful whole, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's awesome. There's a surprise ending to it, but it is all the Word of God from start to finish.
Yes, indeed. Well, Andrew, thanks for being with us on today's broadcast. We certainly appreciate it, my friend.
Yes,
indeed. Thank you, Bob.
Well, friends, Basic Gospel keeps bringing the good news only through the ongoing support of people like you. We've spoken by phone with many of our listener supporters over the past few business days, and what we hear on the other end of the line is voices of people who count it a privilege to stand with us to keep the Basic Gospel coming by radio and online every day. If you can join with us, we'll say thanks for your generous gift in any amount by sending you a copy of the Bart Millard Andrew Farley book, inspired by the number one Christian song by the same name, The Hurt and the Healer. The book explores the truth about the issues that bring pain into our lives, and it shows the way to true healing in Jesus Christ. A copy, of course, can be yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Now for Bob Christopher, Andrew Farley, Richard Pfeiffer, and me, Bob Davis, and all the ministry staff, we're inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel.